Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Dina Bass. Employers and workers continue to see significant disconnect about with how they both think the move to hybrid and remote work is going. Managers reporting they don't know if employees are getting enough done, while employees have been rating their productivity as just fine. This has led some companies to adopt certain surveillance measures to monitor productivity, a practice that Microsoft recently came out saying, we think it's just wrong. So, Dina, what exactly do these surveillance measures look like, and why did Microsoft say, no thanks?
Part of why Microsoft is involved here is because they make a variety of workplace tools, some of which hypothetically you could use to check what people are doing. Surveillance measures can be more, general, checking whether people are coming into the office, when they're coming into the office, but they can also be very specific, looking at keystrokes and how many emails people are sending and how many meetings they're attending. And what Microsoft was focused on was whether that's the right approach. And they have a point of view on this because they, A, have been surveying employees and managers every 6 months or so during the pandemic about various workplace trends and issues. And B, they have a set of products, including their Teams product for meetings and conferences, and their Viva product, which helps with employee attitudes and workplace issues and connections. Those products are intended, Microsoft says, to make these things easier and make things better for workers, but they could also be used to track and see what people are doing.
So do they say, okay, we make these products, but we think it's wrong, or we make these products, but we don't think you should use it?
So they want the products to be available for positive things, for helping employees check how things are going for themselves, for helping maintain work-life balance. They have some tools that actually warn people when they're holding meetings or scheduling meetings at off hours, or remind people not to send emails late at night. Their idea is that these things be used to enhance productivity, but not at the expense of work-life balance. I think that's their attitude. That said, they have over time had to tweak previous iterations of tools. They, they did have a product in the year 2020 that some researchers found was being used for, individual employee surveillance, and they made some changes to it. That was a product called their Productivity Score. So they have had to grapple with this both in their own products and their product design, and in the companies and the managers that they speak to. And so, the person that I spoke to for this story, who's vice president there, named Jared Spataro, meets with a lot of managers who are talking to him about these concerns and, they're feeling that they might not know what's going on with employees. And what Spataro said to me is, there's a growing debate, he said, quote, about there's a growing debate about employee surveillance. We have a strong stance. We think it's wrong. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella also said to Emily Chang on Bloomberg Television that the tools, need to be used in a way that respects user privacy. But what Nadella identified is this real gulf where managers are very concerned that they can't tell if their employees are being productive, whereas the employees told Microsoft in a survey of, 20,000 people that the vast majority of them say that they are being extremely productive. So Nadella's point of view is that Microsoft needs to make tools that bridge that gap.
Now, is there ever going to be trust between managers and workers? Dina, thanks for the time. Bloomberg reporter Dina Bass. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.